evangelization of Atiendeka.
С евангелизацията в Атиендека.
It's been a special joy to become better acquainted with many of you.
Това беше една специална радост за мен да се опозная с вас по-добре.
I'm curious tonight.
Любопитен съм тази вечер.
How many here tonight?
Колко от вас тук тази вечер?
Have been baptized within the last 10 months.
Са се кръстили през последните 10 месеца.
The last 10 months.
През последните 10 месеца. Колко от вас?
Oh, I see a number of hands. Maybe at the back.
Виждам няколко ръце, особено на задната част.
And I know that there are many more who are in Bible studies.
Знам, че има много други, които изучават Библията.
I encourage you in your continued study.
Насърчавам ви да продължавате изучавате.
And to be baptized when you are ready.
И да се кръстите, когато сте подготвени.
I have one major regret tonight.
Имам едно основно разочарование.
My wife and family cannot be with me.
Семейството ми и моята съпруга не могат да бъдат с мен. Те искаха.
They asked me to bring their greetings to you in a special way. And also our local church of which I'm a member back in Canada.
Също така и местната църква, на която съм член в Канада.
Asked me to bring their special greetings to our churches in Sofia.
Помолиха да предам специалните им поздрави на нашите църкви в София.
The Adventist Church is not just a church.
Адвентната църква не е просто една църква.
It is a movement.
Това е движение.
There is one sense of purpose.
Има една цел.
One direction.
Една насока.
One mission.
Една мисия.
We are bound together through Jesus Christ and the teachings of the Bible.
Свързани сме заедно чрез Исус Христос и ученията на Библията.
You know, it's a real privilege to be able to come to the church this morning.
Знаете ли, истинска привилегия е, че можах тази сутрин да отида в църква.
Hear the Sabbath school lesson on the three angels' message. Back in Canada, we are studying the same lesson. And exploring the same teachings of the Bible. There is a song that we sing. We have this hope. Which burns within our heart. Hope in the soon coming of Jesus Christ. This is the great purpose for which we exist. Tonight I want to speak about the significance of the Adventist movement for today.
Тази вечер бих желала да разговаряме за грешетовността на адвентното движение за днешния ден.
This year,
1994,
marks the 150th anniversary of the beginning of the Advent movement.
Бележи 150-та годишнина от началото на адвентното движение.
In 1844, 150 years ago, on October 22, there was a great event that happened. It was a great disappointment to the people at that time. But it was one of the significant events marking the beginning of the Adventist Church. People back then expected Jesus to come very soon. But 150 years have gone by. How can 150 years be soon? And Jesus is still not here. We live in a world filled with pain, suffering, sorrow. Do those prophecies and do those events 150 years ago have significance and meaning for today? I'd like to study that question with you. Because our self-understanding as a church and as an individual, as a believer in the Bible, depends on a clear, intelligent understanding of how God has led His people in the past and how He will lead them in the future. And that is why Bible prophecy in a special way is given for us today. What happened back there 150 years ago? Was it just simply emotional sensationalism?
беше ли това един емоционален сензационализъм?
Or was it the result of a divine moving of God's Holy Spirit?
Или това беше резултат на едно божествено движение?
Was it based on human imaginings?
Това на човешкото въображение ли се основаваше?
Or was it based on the Word of God?
Или на Божието Слово?
Let me share the experience of what happened at that time.
Нека споделя с вас една опитност, която се случи по това време.
In the book of Revelation,
книгата Откровение,
the Bible describes how at the end of time,
Библията описва как в края на времето,
there would arise a movement,
ще се появи едно движение,
that would discover a little book.
Което ще разкрие една малка книга.
In the mouth of these people.
Устата на тези хора.
And of course we're dealing here with symbolism.
Естествено тук имаме един символизъм.
The symbol points to a much greater reality.
Символът посочва една много по-велика реалност.
But as these people would receive this understanding.
Но когато тези хора приемат това разбиране.
In their mouth it would be sweet like honey.
Устата им то ще бъде сладко като мед.
Have you ever been really hungry?
Били ли сте някога наистина гладни?
Have you ever had a nice big piece of bread?
Имали сте, взимали ли сте едно голямо куче?
With butter on it?
С масло на него?
And then you pour a spoonful of honey on it?
И с вода да изложите една лъжица мед.
I get hungry even to imagine it.
Огладявам само като си го помислям.
Honey is good in the mouth.
Медът е вкусен в устата.
But the Bible said that in the mouth it would be sweet, but in the stomach it would be bitter.
Но Библията казва, в устата това ще е сладко, но в стомаха ще се горчи.
This little book refers to the book of Daniel.
Тази малка книга се отнася за книгата на Даниил.
And what happened is that the Bible describes the growth of the Advent movement.
Това, което Библията описва, е развитието на Адвентното движение.
Tonight I want us to look at a big sweep of history.
Тази вечер искам да разгледаме един голям промеждутък от историята.
To illustrate, we start with the time of Jesus Christ. The Church of Jesus Christ was established pure and holy. But the truth began to be diluted with pagan error.
Но истината започва да се осквернява с езически грешки.
Gradually in the centuries that followed Jesus Christ.
Постепенно след вековете, които следваха Исус Христос.
The true teachings of the Bible were lost sight of.
Се изгуби истинското значение на ученията на Исус.
Gradually, human tradition and the teaching of good priests and good theologians was placed in a higher position than that of the Bible.
С течение на времето, учението на свещениците и на отделни хора се беше положено на по-високо ниво, отколкото учението на Библията.
And as that happened,
когато това се случи,
the significance of what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross was lost sight of.
Се изгуби значимостта на това, което Исус Христос извърши на кръста.
Jesus offers to everybody.
Исус предлага на всички.
If you will repent.
Ако се покаяте.
If you give your life to me.
Ако ми предадете живота си.
I forgive you of your sins.
Аз ще ви простя греховете.
And you are holy.
И вие сте святи.
You are accepted as righteous and holy.
Вие бивате приети като праведни и святи.
You are my children.
Вие сте мои чада.
You don't need to work to be holy.
Не трябва да работите, за да станете святи.
You are holy.
Вие сте святи.
Your battle is simply to stay holy, not to be holy.
Вашата битка е да останете святи, а не да станете святи.
Jesus said, I give you my righteousness free and complete.
Аз ви давам моята правда свободно и напълно, казва Исус.
This teaching was lost sight of.
Това учение беше изгубено.
There was another teaching that was lost sight of.
Още едно учение бе изгубено.
The importance of God's Ten Commandments.
Важността на Божиите 10 заповеди.
Again, custom began to interweave itself into the practices of the Christian Church.
Отново, обичаите започнаха да се преплитат с християнските богослужения.
The pagan, non-Christian day of worship, Sunday, began to be practiced as the day honoring Jesus Christ.
Езическият, нехристиянски ден, неделя започна да се празнува като християнски празник, почитащ Исус.
The idea of pilgrimages.
Идеята за поклонническите пътувания.
The idea that a person has a soul that goes to heaven or hell when they die.
Идеята, че човекът има душа, която отива в пъкъла или в рая, когато умре.
The idea of prayers and offerings for the dead.
Идеята за жертвоприношение и молитви за мъртвите.
The idea that there is an eternally burning hell that God barbecues people over.
Идеята за един вечно горящ ад, в който Бог върти на шиш мъртвите.
Is all of those ideas were pagan false ideas.
Всичко това са едни фалшиви езически идеи.
And they crept into the Christian church.
И те се промъкнаха в християнската църква.
Historians and theologians have very carefully researched how this is developed.
Историците и теологите много внимателно са проучили как са се развили тези учения.
The significance of true Bible baptism.
Значимостта на истинското библейско кръщение.
For a person who is intelligent enough to repent.
За един човек, който е достатъчно интелигентен, and obvious, да се покаже.
And obviously they must be old enough to do that.
И очевидно трябва да бъде достатъчно зрял, за да го направи.
And baptism by immersion.
Кръщението чрез потапяне.
The teachings that our body are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Учението, че нашето тяло е храм на Святия Дух.
That we should take care of how we live.
Това, че трябва да се грижим за начина, по който.
All of these teachings were lost sight of.
Всички тези учения бяха изгубени.
And the truth was underground.
И истината беше в нелегалност.
It was persecuted, it was suppressed.
Тя беше преследвана, гонена.
And God said,
и Бог каза,
in one of the most remarkable prophecies of the Bible,
в едно от най-забележителните пророчества на Библията,
recorded 7 times in the books of Daniel and Revelation,
записано 7 пъти в книгите на Даниил и Откровението,
that the truth would be suppressed for a period of 1260 years.
Че истината ще бъде потъпкана в продължение на 1260 години.
Now I'm going quickly here, and I excuse me if I'm leaving some details out.
Тук се предвижвам твърде бързо и се извинявам, ако изпускам някои детайли.
But from the time when the great papal power officially assumed civil authority in 538,
но от времето, когато папската власт получи официално своето владичество през 538 година,
the Bible said that 1260 years would go by.
Библията казва, че ще изминат 1260 години.
This period of time ended in 1798.
Този период приключи в 1798 година.
And friend, it's one of the most remarkable authenticating characteristics of the Bible.
И това е един от най-забележителните и автентични характеристики на Библията.
That exactly on time.
Че точно на време.
The prophecy was fulfilled.
Се изпълни пророчеството.
1798. The papacy lost its civil power and its rulership.
През 1798 година папството изгуби своята гражданска власт и владичество.
And now what happens?
И какво се случва след това?
The Bible described another great prophecy.
Библията описва още едно велико пророчество.
The Bible had said in the book of Daniel.
Библията е казала в книгата на Даниил.
That the book of Daniel was going to be closed.
Че книгата на Даниил ще бъде затворена.
Until the time of the end.
До времето на края.
Then there was to be several events that would happen.
И след това ще се случат няколко събития.
There would be a rediscovery of the prophecies.
Събитията ще бъдат, пророчествата ще бъдат преоткрити.
And an explosion in technical knowledge.
Ще има една експлозия в техническите познания.
And what happens around this time?
Какво се случва по това време?
We have the beginning of the industrial revolution.
А там е началото на индустриалната революция.
The beginning of the scientific mentality and era.
Началото на ерата на научното изследване.
And we have great developments.
Имаме велики разработки.
In transportation.
В транспорта.
Communication.
Комуникацията, общуването.
And what had happened for centuries and millenniums before.
Това, което се е случило за векове и хилядолетия преди това.
Suddenly now begin to be changed.
Изведнъж сега започва да се променя.
The Bible describes this.
Библията описва това.
Time of the end.
Като времето на края.
Now, this is significant.
Това е забележително.
God never in Bible prophecy says there is a specific date when I am going to return to this earth.
Никъде в Библията Бог не казва има един специален, специфичен ден, в който ще се върна на тази земя.
The Bible doesn't say.
Библията не казва.
On January 1, the year 2000, I will return.
Не казва на 1 януари 2000 година ще се завърна.
There are no specific dates.
Няма специфични дати.
Do you know why God doesn't do that?
Знаете ли защо Бог не го прави?
Because if God did do that,
защото Бог го е направил,
everybody would live wicked lives until the day before.
Всички ще водят един нечестив начин на живот точно до предишния ден.
And then they would say, Lord, I repent, I want to be ready, part of your kingdom. This is obviously foolish. God is looking for people whose hearts are turned toward him, not just their theory. But God does give us the time of the end. And this is significant. Now I must back up a little bit. We find that there was another remarkable prophecy. I'm going to draw another line here. And I want you to understand this prophecy as how it connects with this first prophecy. I invite you to take your Bibles. I want you to notice Revelation chapter 14, please. It's important that we understand the prophecies that are given in the Bible. In verse 6 and 7, we find the angel speaking for God and saying,
който имаше вечното благовестие, за да прогласява обитаващите по земята и на всеки народ и племе, език и люде. И каза със силен глас: бойте се от Бога и въздайте Нему слава, защото настава часът, когато Той ще следи. И поклонете се на този, който е направил небето и земята, морето и водните извори.
In verse 7, you'll notice, the angel says, give glory to God. For the hour of his judgment is come. The angel doesn't say it will come. Or that it has happened in the past. It says it is come. Now we don't have the time to take our Bibles. But Jesus in Matthew 12. And the Apostle Paul in Acts 24.
И апостол Павел в Деяния 24
says very clearly
казва,
that both of Jesus and Paul look forward to judgment to come.
Че Исус и апостол Павел са очаквали съдът, който ще дойде.
But now John in vision sees an era of time,
вижда една ера от времето,
and he says the hour of God's judgment is come.
И казва, настана часът на Божия.
It is present tense.
Това е в сегашно време.
Not past.
Не в минало.
Not future.
Не в бъдеще.
It is here and now.
А сега и тук.
Where does the judgment take place?
Къде се случва съда?
The companion book of prophecy is found in the book of Daniel, chapter 7 and 8.
Съответната книга на пророчествата се намира в Даниил 7 и 8 глава.
I want to take some time to review this tonight.
Искам да отделя известно време, за да ви преговорим.
Someone here tonight maybe hasn't heard this prophecy. Many of you have before. So you just wait. Because I'm going to get down to some topics that will be particularly applicable to those who have been acquainted with this. But here in Daniel chapter 7, we find Daniel's attention being drawn to heaven. I want us to notice Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 and 10.
Гледах, когато се положиха престони, и старият под ни седна, чието облекло беше бяло като сняг и костните на главата му като чиста вълна, престолът му огнени пламъци и колелата му пламенен огън. Огнена река излизаше и течеше пред него. Милион служители му слугуваха и милиарди по милиарди стояха пред него. Съдилището се откри и книгите се отвориха.
Now, friend, this is a phenomenal picture that is being described. Here Daniel sees great thrones being placed. And the Ancient of Days. Who's that? Who? Who? God the Father, that's right. Comes and takes his place. And there in that huge auditorium, there are millions and millions and billions of angels, holy beings. There the books are brought in. And what begins? The judgment began. Now where does this take place? Where is the location? Is this on earth? Is it? Where? It's up in heaven. Now notice, it's very important that we understand clearly from the Bible that the judgment begins up in heaven. So where the Apostle John in Revelation saw the judgment beginning,
Така че там, където в Откровението апостол Йоан видя да започва съда.
Daniel helps us to understand that it actually began up in heaven.
Даниил ни помага да разберем, че това започва всъщност горе в небето.
But when did it begin up in heaven?
Кога започна горе в небето?
Daniel chapter 8.
Даниил 8 глава.
We turn to verse 14. Let's read here verses
13 and 14.
I want to read for you another translation of this passage, which makes it very clear. It's a new paraphrase in an English Bible. And it just says the same thing, but in different words. And it says, after 2,300 prophetic days,
след 2300 пророчески дни,
or brackets 2,300 years,
в скоби, или 2300 години,
God will step in,
Бог ще се застъпи,
proclaim the truth about himself,
ще прогласи истината за себе си,
and restore the ministry of the sanctuary in heaven to its rightful place.
И ще възстанови служението в светилището на небето на правилното му място.
This is when the judgment will begin.
Тогава ще започне съдът.
Of which the cleansing of the earthly sanctuary,
на което очистването на земното светилище,
was a type,
е било образ,
or a symbol.
Или символ.
Here the Bible is using, in the words of Daniel, rich symbolism.
Тук Библията използва по думите на Даниил един богат символизъм.
After 2,300 years,
след 2,300 години,
the sanctuary would be cleansed.
Светилището ще се очисти.
This is a term to describe the judgment that was to begin up in heaven.
Това обяснява началото на съда горе в небето.
Here the Bible says,
тук Библията казва,
that there was to be a time when the judgment would begin.
Че ще има време, по което ще започне съда.
This is a significant event because it begins up in heaven.
Това е забележително събитие, защото започва горе в небето.
And this happens just before Jesus returns.
И това се случва точно преди завръщането на Исус.
Now friend, excuse me, please.
Приятели, моля да ми извините.
I don't have a lot of time tonight.
Тази вечер нямам много време.
So I'm not going to go through every verse.
Така че няма да разгледам всеки стих.
But if some of you have not really understood this from the Bible,
но ако някой от вас не се разбрали това от Библията,
I want you to ask one of the pastors or one of the elders or one of your other members.
Искам да се обърнете с молба към проповедниците си или към старейшините или към членовете на вашата.
To take you through this explanation verse by verse.
Да ви обяснят разяснението стих по стих.
Because the Bible makes it very clear.
Защото Библията ясно обяснява.
But I'm going to refer to Bible verses and explain what they mean.
Но аз само ще споменавам библейските стихове и ще обяснявам какво означава.
First of all,
първо,
when Daniel saw this prophecy,
когато Даниил видя това пророчество,
the angel did not explain all of the details.
Ангелът не му обясни всички детайли.
But the angel did say,
но ангелът му каза,
that this vision was to extend down to the time of the end.
Че това видение се простира до края на времето.
I read verse 17.
Чета 17 стих.
It says here,
тук се казва,
Gabriel came to me.
Габриел дойде при мен.
When he came close,
и когато се приближи,
I was so terrified that I fell to my knees.
Аз бях толкова ужасен, че паднах на колене.
Face down to the ground.
С лице надолу към земята.
He said to me,
той ми каза,
Daniel, you're human.
Даниил, ти си човешко
същество. So you won't be able to understand.
Така че няма да можеш да разбереш
everything.
Всичко.
Because the vision,
защото видението,
extends all the way to the time of the end.
Се простира чак до края на времето.
In other words,
с други думи,
this great vision,
това велико видение,
prophecy, the vision of the prophecy,
видение за пророчеството,
was to extend down to the time of the end.
Трябваше да продължи до края на времето.
Now, let's go through this.
Да разгледаме това.
As we study through the prophecy,
когато изучаваме пророчеството,
we find in Daniel chapter 9,
откриваме в Даниил 9 глава,
that this prophecy was to have significant major events happening within it.
Че в това в развитието на тези събития трябва да се случат някои главни основни събития.
The start of the prophecy,
началото на пророчеството,
was to be marked by a decree,
трябваше да бъде отбелязано чрез един указ,
by a Persian king,
на персийски цар.
And the decree was to restore and to build the city of Jerusalem.
А указът е бил за възстановяването и изграждането на град Йерусалим.
Now, at the time that Daniel received the vision,
по времето, когато Даниил получава видението,
Jerusalem was a desolate ruin.
Йерусалим е представлявал едни опустошени и развалини.
Daniel received this vision in the year 551 BC.
Даниил вижда видението в 551 година преди Христа.
And God said,
и Бог каза,
sometime in the future,
някога в бъдещето,
a decree would be given.
Ще бъде издаден указ.
And this would be for the rebuilding of Jerusalem.
И това ще бъде указ за възстановяването на Йерусалим.
Well, we find as we go back into history,
когато се върнем назад в историята,
that in the year 457 BC,
откриваме, че през 457 година преди Христа,
a decree was given to restore Jerusalem.
Беше издаден указ за възстановяването на Йерусалим.
Then the prophecy went on to say,
след това продължава пророчеството и казва,
that there was a period of 490 years.
Че има един период от 490 години.
That was to be given to the Jewish nation.
Които са предназначени за еврейския такия народ.
God had called the Jews to be a group, a nation.
Бог беше призвал евреите да бъдат една група.
There was to be a lighthouse of truth.
Която да бъде като фар за истината.
But tragically,
но за съжаление,
as a nation,
като народ,
it had failed.
Пропаднаха.
Oh, there was wonderful individuals.
Имаше чудесни хора.
But they had failed to accomplish their corporate mission.
Но те не успяха да извършат своята специална мисия.
God said,
Бог каза,
I'll give you 490 more years to accomplish that.
Ще ви дам още 490 години, за да извършите това.
But God made another very interesting part of this prophecy.
Но Бог направи още една интересна част от това пророчество.
He said 483 of these first years.
Та каза 483 от тези първи години.
Were allocated to the time when the Messiah was to be anointed.
Щяха да изминат до времето, когато ще бъде помазан Месия.
Well, when you take 457 BC.
Е, когато вземете 457 преди Христа.
And you count 483 years.
И отчетете от тази дата 483 години.
You come to the year 27 AD.
Стигате до 27 година след Христа.
And exactly on time.
И точно на време.
What happened?
Какво се случи?
The Bible says that Jesus was baptized and anointed with the Holy Spirit.
Библията казва, че Исус се кръсти и беше помазан със Святия Дух.
This prophecy is one of the great authenticating marks of the divinity of Jesus Christ.
Това пророчество е един от забележителните белези, посочващи божествеността на Исус.
551 years before Jesus Christ.
551 години преди Христа.
The prophecy was given as to exactly when he was going to be baptized.
Беше дадено пророчеството за точната дата на Христовото кръщение.
Then in this last 7-year period,
след това в този период от последни 7 години,
the Bible predicted,
Библията предсказа,
that 3.5 years after the baptism of the Messiah,
че 3.5 години след кръщението на Месия,
in the year 31,
през 31 година,
that the Messiah was to be cut off.
Месия щеше да бъде посечен.
And what happened?
И какво се случи?
Again, exactly on time.
Отново, точно на време.
Jesus died on the cross.
Исус умря на кръста.
His death and his sacrifice
неговата смърт и неговата жертва
had been predicted centuries in advance.
Бяха предсказани преди това.
And all of the sacrifices associated with the old Jewish way,
всички жертви свързани с стария еврейски начин на богослужение,
were all done away with. Jesus was the fulfillment of them all.
Исус беше тяхното изпълнение.
3.5 more years were left.
Още 3.5 години оставаха.
We come to the year 34.
Стигаме до 34-та година.
And it was about this time.
И по това време.
That we find some significant changes occurring.
Забелязваме някои забележителни промени.
Stephen, the first Christian deacon, was stoned to death.
Стефан, първият християнски дякон, беше убит с камъни.
The apostle Peter received a vision.
Апостол Петър получи видение.
He was told that the gospel was to go to everybody.
Беше му казано, че благовестието трябва да достигне до всички.
Saul of Tarsus.
Saul от Тарс,
who we know as Paul of Tarsus, was converted from being a Pharisaic Jew to being a dedicated apostle of Jesus Christ. And the gospel now goes to the world. Now remember, friend, this prophecy was 2,300 years in length.
Че това пророчество продължаваше 2300 години.
From the beginning of the decree,
от началото на указа,
the baptism of the Messiah,
кръщението на Месия,
the death of the Messiah,
смъртта на Месия,
all of this was to come down to this final event of the end.
Всичко това трябваше да достигне до последните събития на края.
And the Bible states in Daniel chapter 9,
Библията заявява в Даниил 9 глава,
that these events,
че тези събития,
about the Messiah's baptism, his death, and the gospel going to the world,
за кръщението на Месия, неговата смърт и за разпространението на благовестието по света,
was to seal, to authenticate the entire prophecy.
Трябваше да подпечатат, да докажат автентичността на цялото пророчество.
I notice here in Bulgaria,
забелязах тук в България,
that whenever there is an official letter,
че винаги когато има официално писмо,
it will be all nicely typed,
то ще бъде красиво
подпечатано, it will be signed,
ще бъде подписано,
and then you take a stamp.
След това му слагаш печат.
What does that seal indicate? This is genuine. It's real. This was God's seal on the entire prophecy. And now what happens? We've come through 490 years. There's 1,810 years left. We come to the year 1844. This was the end of this great long Bible prophecy of 2,300
years.
It was this prophecy that ended in 1844 that served as the stimulus for the development of the Advent movement. Now friend, notice what I said. Not the Adventist church, but the Advent movement. There's a difference there. And you need to understand the significance of that. For centuries, the truth of Jesus Christ had been lost sight of. All of these great Bible teachings had been obscured. But in the last part of the 19th century, the 18th century, and in the beginning of the 19th century, we find, very interestingly, a tremendous interest around the world in the study of the book of Daniel. There was prophetic study. When you study it, you find that it happened in the all of the different major churches. In the Lutheran Church, in the Catholic Church, even in Orthodoxy, there were prophetic expositors. And in the Church of England, in England, at before this period of time, it is documented that there were over 200 preachers going and preaching the great prophecies about the return of Jesus Christ. There was a tremendous growth in study of the book of Daniel. And all over the world, there were pastors, people studying Daniel, Revelation, and the prophecies. And there was a rediscovery of the soon coming of Jesus Christ. It wasn't confined to one church. It was an awakening. Joseph Wolff, who was a Jew, who converted to Roman Catholicism, and then later to the Church of England, was a dynamic preacher. If you ever have opportunity to study or to read the accounts of his journeys through Egypt, through Syria, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, even to India, captured and persecuted by the Muslim authorities. Phenomenal opportunities for preaching the gospel. What was the theme of his preaching? Jesus' second coming. There was an Advent awakening. The Bible also predicted at this time, which the Bible said is the time of the end, something else would happen. Turn with me, please, to Daniel chapter 12. Please read there, verse 4. Now I'm going to read from the English Bible again, and you can notice the paraphrase. Daniel is told, you need to stop writing now and roll up the scroll. What is written will be sealed and will not be fully understood until the time of the end. In other words, God kept some of the insights and understanding of these prophecies back. Then many people will open the scroll. That scroll is referring to the book of Daniel. And the importance of the prophecies will increase. They will understand the message and carry it to the ends of the world. Now, friend, remember that. For those of you who have heard this many times, remember that phrase. There will also be an explosion of knowledge. And many people will be traveling back and forth all over the world. Notice two things which happened. There was to be this, a rediscovery of prophetic teachings. And there was to be an explosion of technical knowledge. And these were to be signs marking the time of the end. So what happens here? Well, the prophecy marches down through the years. Jesus came, he died. The years go by. Now in the latter part of the 18th century, there is this discovery of the book of Daniel. And what happens? There is a tremendous explosion in technical knowledge. This was to mark the time of the end. Now, friends, this is very significant for us today. And I want to draw several conclusions. Number one, these prophecies of the 1260 days, of the 2300 years, are remarkable scientific historical evidences as to the authenticity of the Bible. How can these things be? How could a prophecy given 550 years before Jesus Christ be so accurate as to his death and all of these events? I remember one time in the city of Vancouver, I presented this prophecy. There was a medical doctor. His wife was a committed Seventh-day Adventist Christian. He is a very, very intelligent and scientifically well-trained individual. Believed the theory of evolution backwards and forwards. He had a phenomenal knowledge of the evolutionary theory.
той вярва на еволюционната теория напълно, има невероятни познания по нея.
From his study of science,
от неговите проучвания на
some of the popular concepts,
и някои от най-популярните концепции.
He had come to believe that there were contradictions.
Но той стигнал до извода, че има някои противоречия.
Science, correctly understood, doesn't contradict the Bible.
Науката правилно разбрана не противоречи на Библията.
But he had rejected the Bible. He had rejected God. He was an agnostic.
Той беше агностик. Той отхвърляше Библията, отхвърляше Бога.
He's heard this presentation of this great prophecy.
Чул представянето на това велико пророчество.
And he said, how can this be?
И си каза, как може да бъде така?
He went back and started studying.
Върна се и започна да
Came
го изучава.
Came night after night to our meetings.
Идваше вечер след вечер на нашите проповеди.
I gave him books on the evolution, on the science and evolution.
Дадох книги за науката и еволюцията.
Today he is a dedicated, committed Christian, very active in our Vancouver Seventh Adventist Church.
Днес той е един посветен християнин, който е твърде активен в нашата адвентна църква.
Serves as one of our elders in that church.
И един от старейшините в тази църква.
And he said the remarkable thing to me was this.
И той каза забележителното за мен беше следното.
If the Bible was myth and folklore,
ако Библията е мит и фолклор,
how could these prophecies be there?
Как тези пророчества могат да бъдат намерени?
These prophecies speak eloquently to the intelligent mind that there is a divine power that originated the Bible.
Тези пророчества красноречиво говорят на интелигентния ум, че има една божествена сила, която е доведена до тези събития.
But there's a second major thing that this teaches us.
Но има и второ нещо, което ни учи.
It helps us to understand the great controversy.
Помага ни да разберем великата борба.
I will simply abbreviate this.
Ще го напиша само с абревиатура.
There is a battle going on, friend, between God and Satan.
Приятели, провежда се една битка между Бог и Сатана.
And when you look at the little events that are happening in our world,
когато се гледате в малките събития, които се случват в нашия свят,
we don't see any system or reason to it.
Не виждаме никаква система или причина за това.
But when we stand back,
но когато отстъпим крачка назад,
and we look at the great sweep of history,
и разгледаме големия поток на историята,
we see that God is ultimately in control.
Виждаме, че в края на краищата Бог.
And all of these divergent trends are ultimately all coming to one final destiny.
И че всички тези различни пътеки в края се насочват в една посока, в една съдба.
God does have a plan for this world.
Бог наистина има план за този свят.
Thirdly,
трето,
it helps us to understand the time in which we live.
Помага ни да разберем времето, в което живеем.
This is the time of the end, friend.
Приятели, това е времето на края.
You know, the time of the end is significant.
Знаете ли, времето на края е забележително.
I remember I was conducting the Evangelism Institute in Zurich. I had an appointment where I had to fly to northern Germany. I got up in the morning, got on the tram, went to the airport, and I was 1 hour late. And I got there just as the big board said the flight was departing.
Тогава, когато на табелата беше написано, полетът в момента самолетът излиза.
When it comes down to the time when the plane is going to leave.
Когато достигнем до времето, когато самолетът излиза.
And the announcement is made.
И се прави съобщението.
Flight so and so is about to depart.
Полетът еди кой си, еди кой си сега ще тръгне.
If you want to be on that plane.
Ако искате да бъдете на самолета.
It's time to get on the plane.
Because
if you're not on the plane, you're going to be left behind. God says, look, this is the era of the end. The era of the end. God doesn't give us a precise date. But he says, folk, this is the time, the period of the end. And he authenticated with this tremendous technological explosion that was supposed to take place at the end.
И ни го посочва с това, с тази удивителна експлозия на техническото познание, което трябваше да се случи в края.
For millenniums.
Продължение на хилядолетия.
People traveled with a horse.
Хората пътуваха с коне.
Today you get on a plane.
Днес се качвате на самолета.
10 hours from leaving Sofia, you'll be back in Canada.
След 10 часа след като тръгнете от София, вие ще сте в Канада.
12,000 kilometers.
12,000 километра.
It happens, millions of people travel every day. Many would run to and fro, the Bible says. We can understand the era in which we live. But there is another important teaching. It teaches us the great controversy. It teaches us the time of the end. But there's another important teaching. It helps us to understand what's taking place in heaven. Friend, the Bible says there is a judgment taking place in heaven. Now the judgment is not something to be scared of. But the judgment is something to recognize the significance of.
Но треба да признаеме.
Names are being called. Every individual is going to be called.
Всеки човек ще бъде привикан.
You and me.
Вие и аз.
And if you and I have accepted Jesus Christ and given our hearts to Him, we don't need to fear the judgment. The way that God conducts the judgment is that the judge is the representative of and the defendant of the accused.
Съдията представлява представител и защитник на обвиняемия.
My name comes up.
Излиза моето име.
Jesus is my judge.
Исус е моят съдия.
But he steps forward.
Но той се застъпва.
And he says,
и казва,
universe, this person belongs to me. The devil says, no, look at his list. A very long list of all my sins. He says, look at this, how can he be a Christian? And God says, here's the record. You see, he gave his life to me. And it indicates that he's seeking to serve me. There's a change of direction. He is mine. And God writes pardon across my record. My judge is my advocate. He is my representative. And he is my righteousness. But we must realize that we must give account of ourselves before God. But notice something else, friend. The prophecy said that the people were to take the message to the end of the world. The people would understand the message and carry it to the ends of the world. This is what the Adventist movement is all about. We are more than a church. We are a movement. Because from all over this world, God is gathering people who have an understanding of His truth, who have one purpose, one goal, one mission, to bring people, to help people to understand that Jesus is coming soon. Well, you say, Brad, just a minute. You say, oh, just a minute, Brad. Look, 150 years have gone by down here to 1994. How can you get excited about something that happened 150 years ago? It's obvious that it happened 150 years ago. It's obvious the judgment is going on for 150 years. But friend, stop for a minute. How long is the prophecy? 2300 years. And that only takes us back 450 years before Christ. Millenniums before that, Jesus created the world. 150 years is just a short comma in the expanse of time. Oh yes, it's a long period for us. But for in the great expanse of the great in the expanse of the great controversy,
но в течение на великата борба,
it is a short period.
Това е съвсем кратък период.
And you and I need to be patient.
И вие и аз трябва да бъдем търпеливи.
We need to look back.
Трябва да се огледаме назад.
And we need to recognize
и да осъзнаем
the authenticating work that Jesus did to say this prophecy is true. He confirmed it.
Да разберем автентичния печат, с който Исус потвърждава, че това
we see the great prophecy of the 1260 years.
Виждаме пророчеството за 1260 години.
This is the time of the end.
Това е времето на края.
And we are to take this message to the world.
И ние трябва да занесем тази вест по целия свят.
Now that has very practical meaning for us.
Това има много практично значение за нас.
This is the what the Adventist Church exists for.
Това е целта за съществуването на Адвентната църква.
To help people get ready for Jesus' second coming.
Да помогнем на хората да се приготвят за второто пришествие.
Jesus made a great commission to his disciples. He said, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all the world. And we say, yes, this is good. Why, there's Africa, South America, Asia, Europe, yes. This is the world. But in the original Greek, the word that is used is ethnos. It's the word from which we get ethnic. And this word ethnos in the Greek includes the world. But it's narrower. It's the culture of the Bulgarian people. But it has a more precise meaning. It means different regions in Bulgaria. And then it means different cities or villages. And then it means the neighborhoods. And most precisely, it means the family circle in which every person is a part. Jesus said, it's not enough for one church to be in Sofia and another in Plovdiv and another in Bucharest and another one in Vancouver. Jesus says, you and I as his disciples are to take his gospel to every family circle. So that every person can hear and see and understand in the language that he is most familiar with, in the terminology that he most clearly understands, that God is inviting us to prepare for his soon coming. God calls for us to go. That is our mission. But in closing, there is another message. There is a call to holiness. In the judgment, there was to be a putting away of sin. In ancient Israel, at the time of the judgment, people were to afflict the soul. And in a special way, God is saying, folk, it's the time of the end. Make sure your life is ready. There is a call to holiness, to put away the immorality of the world, to put away the dishonesty of society, to respect God and to keep his commandments. A call to holiness personally, in the study of the Bible, in prayer, to live a holy life. In my study of this theme, one of the most beautiful illustrations comes from the practice of the ancient Israelites. On the day of judgment, the priest would go through his rituals. He would lay his hands on the head of the goat.
И свещеникът полагаше ръцете си върху главата на козела.
Symbolically, the goat was taking the sins of the people away.
Символично козелата отнасяше греховете на.
And as the priest led the goat out the door of the temple,
когато свещеникът извеждаше козела от вратата на храма,
the doors were shut.
Вратите се затвориха.
And on the outside, they would have a sheepskin.
Вън те имаха една кожа от овца.
That had been dipped in blood.
Която беше поръсана с кръв.
Deep red in color.
Дълбоко с насилено червен цвят.
And the priest would take the goat.
Свещеникът вземаше козелата.
And there were thousands, tens of thousands of people watching the progress.
Имаше стотици хиляди хора, които наблюдаваха как върви козелата.
And the goat was taken to the wilderness.
Козелата беше отвезена в пустинята.
It was about 12 miles away to where they would take the goat. There were sentries, guards along the way. And they would report back. Kilometer 1, kilometer 2, kilometer 3, etc. It was getting closer and closer. And the priest would lead the goat up to a high cliff.
И свещеникът завеждаше козела до един висок, една висока скала.
He would push the goat over the cliff.
И буташе козела от скалата.
And it would fall to its death.
И падаше и се прибиваше до смърт.
And the guards, the sentries,
и стражите
would report back.
Докладваха обратно.
The goat has reached the wilderness.
Козелът достигна до пустинята.
There on the outside of the sanctuary,
там,
the temple,
извън храма,
the priest would take that red fleece.
Взимаше тази червена кожа.
He would take it away.
Премахваше я.
Do you know what he would put?
Знаеш ли какво слагаше? Знаете ли какво слагаше?
Take your Bibles and turn with me to Isaiah chapter 1.
Вземете библиите си и ги отворете заедно с мен Исаия първа глава.
There in Isaiah chapter 1.
Исаия първа глава.
Verse 18.
18 стих.
The Bible says.
Библията казва: Идете сега да разискваме, казва Господ. Ако са греховете ви като мораво, ще станат бели като сняг. Ако са румени като червено, ще станат като бяла вълна.
There they would place a pure white sheepskin.
Там те слагаха една чисто бяла кожа от овца.
Why?
Защо?
Symbolizing.
Символизиращо.
That those sins were gone.
Че греховете са премахнати.
And that the people were holy.
И че хората са святи.
Perfect.
Съвършени.
Pure in the eyes of God.
Чисти в очите на Бога.
The judgment, my friend, is good news.
Съдът е една добра вест.
It's about how you and I can be saved.
Тя е за това, как вие и аз можем да бъдем спасени.
How our lives so full of sin.
Как нашия живот така е изпълнен с грях.
So full of bitterness and hatred.
Така е изпълнен с горчивина и омраза.
Can become pure and holy.
Може да стане чист и свят.
Through the blood.
Чрез кръвта.
Of the true Lamb, Jesus Christ.
На истинското агне, Исус Христос.
So tonight I want to encourage you.
Така че тази вечер искам да ви насърча.
God has called us.
Бог ни е призвал.
1844 is significant.
1844 година е значима.
And he invites us to go out.
Той ни е призвал да излезем.
And to experience.
Да преживеем.
And to proclaim.
И да прогласим.
The holiness and the purity of Jesus Christ.
Святостта и чистотата на Исус Христос.
I hope that each of you will participate in that experience. That you will give your lives to God. If you have never studied these prophecies, never understood the Bible, friend, you need to understand them and apply their meaning to your hearts. And if you've accepted them before, it needs to cause us to reevaluate our priorities and put the emphasis in our life where it really should be. Because soon Jesus is to come. Soon we will have the privilege of meeting Him. My prayer is that every one of us we'll be able to join together on that great day. Where we will not be separated by language or culture or distance, but that together we will meet at the corner of those two streets, true and faithful, there to be able to be with Jesus throughout eternity.
там, за да бъдем с Исус през цялата вечност.
How many of us want to be there on that great day?
Колко от нас иска да бъдат там, този ден?
I pray that every one of us will do that.
Моля се всеки един от нас да направи.
God bless you as you follow.
Бог ви благослови, когато го следвате.
Now, I must close with one little announcement.
Трябва да приключа с едно малко съобщение.
The reason why, one of the reasons why I'm here.
Една от причините, защото съм тук.
Is that this is the beginning of a national evangelistic campaign throughout Bulgaria. Starting tomorrow, throughout this week, six major locations, I'm going to be sharing a 7-hour training session on how each one of us can more effectively share the gospel. Each church is to have appointed delegates. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock we begin. 9 to 12, then for 3-4 hours in the afternoon. And we're going to be focusing in on how you can be a Bible teacher in a small circle. Our union conference has voted that we should have a national evangelistic campaign with hundreds of you as church members being the teachers of inviting your friends, your work associates to meet in homes, wherever, and to share excellent lessons and to share with people the message of the Bible. So tomorrow morning we're beginning that training program. And the delegates from this church should plan to be there. But frankly, I invite any one of you to come. This is not closed. It's open for anybody who wants to come and listen. So, if you would like to learn how to use these lessons, and have a little circle, you can do that. 3 years ago, in Romania, we shared this training. And there was a boy. How old are you, son? 9 years old. This boy was 11 years old. And he heard about this. And all the grown-ups were talking about it. This little boy, like little boys can do, he slipped up and he got a set of lessons and he put them inside of his coat. And I said, he said, I can teach us a lesson like this. So when it came time for the lessons, he gathered a bunch of his friends together. He said, come on, you boys, let's study the Bible together. And he had 4 or 5 children. 12, 13, 14 years of age. And he was the teacher. And he did a good job. Those boys learned about Jesus. So I invite all of us to be take advantage and in a special way.